This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
What does the Super Committee's failure mean? Depends who you ask.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, we'll get the president of Panama's take on the global economy. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are mixed at the open this morning. The Dow down about 4 points at 11,543. The NASDAQ up 0.3% right now. S&P 500 up about 0.2%. And the interest rate on the 10-year bond, these government bonds, it has actually dropped this morning. It's down at 1.96%, which is extremely low. And that's despite the failure by the Congressional Super Committee to find $1.2 trillion in deficit savings over 10 years. The big ratings agencies don't seem to mind all that much either. S&P and Moody's say Washington's inability to compromise will not lead to another downgrade of U.S. debt right away anyway. But others are not taking the failure quite so calmly. Here's New York's Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
The markets are coming apart. People have lost their jobs. They can't find work. And in 3.5 weeks, they couldn't even bother to sit down together.
Well, we're going to get more reaction now with Diane Lim Rogers, chief economist at the nonpartisan budget advocacy group, the Concord Coalition. She's with us live from Washington. Good morning.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, let me ask you, I mean, Washington is a place that often sees things a little differently than everyone else. How is this super committee failure playing inside the Beltway this morning?
Well, I think there's a lot of disappointment. And I think on the part of the members of the super committee, there's embarrassment. But I think their failure was not a super surprise. And I think that that's what you're seeing in terms of it's already been priced into the market. We've seen this pattern before. The public is getting very familiar with it. And I think we are making progress, at least in terms of public awareness of this issue.
What do you mean by that? How are we making progress?
I think that the public is getting tired of politicians assuming that they don't want to hear about the tough choices. I think the public is very aware that these tough choices are inevitable, and they're getting a little tired of not being told straight what needs to be done and the trade-offs involved in making those policy changes.
Diane Lim Rogers of the Concord Coalition, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Fox Searchlight Pictures, presenting The Descendants, starring George Clooney, from Alexander Payne, director of Sideways and About Schmidt, in theaters in November. By Novo Nordisk, since 1923, committed to diabetes care and areas of unmet medical needs at novonordisk-us.com. And by Money Magazine, offering personal finance advice, ideas, and tips on managing your health, home, career, travel, tech, investments, and more. December's issue, Make Money in 2012, is on newsstands now.
Well, now we're going to get another take on the global economy from someone with a front row seat. That would be the president of Panama, Ricardo Martinelli Berrocal. Panama is, of course, home to the Panama Canal, which allows more than 200 million tons of shipping traffic to pass from the Pacific to the Atlantic and back each year. I caught up with the president while he was promoting Panama in a hotel full of business leaders in London. He started off by telling me how much he loves the United States.
Well, when I think of the U.S., I think of a paradise, the best place on earth. Since I was a little kid, I went to high school in Virginia, and my business experience was all done through American schools, and most of Panama's life evolved around the U.S.
Are you worried about the state of the U.S. economy right now?
I am worried, like everybody else, but I would be a little bit more worried about Europe and the euro crisis. I remember my father telling me when President Roosevelt in 1941 raised the debt limit to $50 billion, and somebody asked President Roosevelt, how do you plan to pay for that? He said, well, just look around the wealth of this country, all the factories, all the best land on earth, the most hardworking people. We have enough resources to pay for it. Who shouldn't worry about that debt limit? Well, I am still not worried about what's happening in the U.S. economy.
You mentioned government spending. I want to ask you about a big project in your country. You're widening the Panama Canal. Is a big infrastructure project like that difficult to justify to your citizens at a time of a weak global economy?
Well, the Panama Canal is immune from the global economy because all trade that comes through China goes to the eastern part of the USA, has to go through there, and all the trade that goes to the emerging economies in Latin America, which those economies are doing very good, and they seem a little immune to what is going on in the rest of the world. We have a very diversified economy in which no sectors accounts more than 8% of the GDP, and that's why we are growing at 10.3%, and next year we should grow around 12%.
Let me ask you one last question, sir. When it comes to economics, is there anything that you wish that the U.S. were doing differently?
I'll tell you what we did. We cut taxes, we cut import barriers, we cut red tape, and we enforced the collection of taxes. And we invested heavily on infrastructure. That created the momentum for other people to invest. What we're doing is putting a stimulus on the economy in the sectors that people could invest more and could have a profound effect on the employment of Panamanian citizens.
Ricardo Martinelli Berrocal is the president of Panama. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
And finally, a quick scan of this morning's newspapers finds a disturbing trend. Thanksgiving scare tactics. The Wall Street Journal warns that eating such a big meal can increase the risk of health problems. The Associated Press cautions Thanksgiving dinner alone can exceed 2,000 milligrams of salt. And the Boston Globe offers this profound tip. Instead of piling a full cup of mashed potatoes on your plate, consider scooping only half as much to save calories. Wow, I never thought of that. Now, I'm all for healthy eating, but come on, it's Thanksgiving. Live a little. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Unemployed? Desperate? More and more people are turning to a higher power.
Every week there are people who come to me in tears, just like this last weekend. I got a note again, please pray for us, you know, with about 4 exclamation points at the end.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. When all else fails, there's faith. It's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.